Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Guns N' Roses. The Not In This Lifetime tour. Sweet child of mine. It's coming to the Oracle Arena on November 21st, and caller number 9 right now gets a pair of tickets, 800-400-3697. They actually go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. Check out Guns N' Roses on Alice by being caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Get answers before you have questions with vehicle diagnostics and more. Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. So, Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hooman and my husband John went and saw it last night.
Oh.
I haven't talked to John, so I don't know if he liked it or not. But if Rotten Tomatoes is any indication, he must have loved it. I saw a clip of it yesterday. I was catching up on some...
Well, wait, what did Rotten Tomatoes say?
Oh, my God, it's like
97%.
Really?
Oh, right now
97.3%.
Nice.
Good.
You know what's funny? It was 96 as of the writing of this particular story, and they're actually saying it's the attempt by DC Comics to build a Marvel-style cinematic universe, and it got off to a rough start, but now with Wonder Woman, it has the best Rotten Tomato scores of any of the recent DC or Marvel movies. You're saying it's 97.3%, which is actually the highest that a superhero movie has been rated, and Pixar's The Incredibles, which has a rating of 97%, was the former... record holder.
So oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I just saw that.
I know. You loved it, right?
I did.
Yeah, it's so
a
good.
A lot.
I just want to live on that island. That island is so, it's so beautiful, so cool. The little pods that go, oh, it's freaking great. So The Avengers has a 92% Rotten Tomatoes rating. Iron Man has a 94%. And Guardians of the Galaxy has a 91%. And on a related note, there's an effort in Lebanon to ban Wonder Woman because Gal Gadot is uh-huh. from Israel.
Right.
Here in the U.S., Wonder Woman comes out on Friday.
She's from Israel or she's Jewish?
She's from Israel.
Yeah, oh. She's
as well as her husband, right?
Yeah, she's got two. Oh, my God. So check this out. I was watching Jimmy Fallon from sometime last week. I'm not sure when this episode aired because I was just catching up on shows I hadn't seen yet. And he had her on. And she just had a baby 2 months ago. And he said to her, her second kid with her husband. Oh. So they green screened her protruding baby bump, which is awesome.
Well, I imagine they probably did most of the filming before she started showing, right?
I'm sure. But she was talking about those having to be reshot,
right,
or whatever.
Pickup shots.
And then
whatever.
They can just take the green and your brother can make it whatever it needs to be.
Yeah. That's cool.
Which is kind of amazing. Mm-hmm. I love that it wasn't an issue. You know, I mean, God, in the past,
like,
remember,
they didn't back out and try
right,
to get someone
right.
else.
Right, they were like, oh, God, she's pregnant. Mm-hmm.
Well, I had no idea. As I was watching it, she was kicking ass the whole film. And when Bryn told me this morning, I was surprised.
I know. It's incredible.
You know what's cool? Did you read, it's off subject slightly, did you read Zuckerberg's address to Harvard when he was for the graduating class?
No.
He actually gave a really interesting speech. On one hand, I felt like he was putting it on the kids right there and then and saying, you're going to have to figure out how to create jobs because they're not here for you, which I thought was an awful thing to graduate to. But that was his point, is that we're in a we're transitioning from, you know, like a lot of stuff is being automated and there's jobs are being eliminated and you're going to have to come up with new ones. But he was also talking about how the future generations need to create better environments for women and families and the people who, you know, need help but still want to work. It was actually pretty neat. You need to read it, or I don't know. I couldn't have watched it. I read it, but it was good. And it was sort of on point about her being accepted as someone who's going through, I'm building a family, but I'm an actress.
Right. Exactly. She was actually thinking about quitting acting because she had, you know, she'd had small parts in this or that, and she was shooting something in Israel, and she just said, this is it. It was the last one. And then someone called her, you know, whatever her agent called, and goes, you got to go in, read blind for this part. And she didn't think she was going to get it. And turned out she's Wonder Woman.
I wasn't that into Batman versus Superman, but she was good in it.
Oh.
That's where I've seen her.
Right.
Did you like the movie, Human?
Yeah.
Is the 97.3% Rotten Tomato score correct?
Well, I wouldn't put it in my top three superhero films of all time, but it's good. It's very empowering for women, I'll say that.
Well, I did see another clip of Robin Wright Penn as the leader of the Amazon women. And she looked pretty badass.
Yeah, we're going to talk about her a lot tomorrow.
As a director, Human, as you watched the film, did you feel like you could have done a better job? Were there places where you went, oh, they really dropped the ball there?
No, I didn't think they dropped the ball at all. I just, look, you know, in terms of the framing and in terms of the visual effects and like cinematography, it was great. You know, what it ultimately all comes down to is, you know, who's the bad guy for a film like this?
Oh, so how is the bad guy?
He's good, but it could have been a little bit better.
Oh.
But I mean, I'm being super critical here. Like, I like the movie. I'm just saying, for it to be one of the top five comic book movies of all time, I think that's
how's the outfit. Doesn't the outfit look a little dark? Like, that's one of the things I really liked about the Linda Carter Wonder Woman was the bright blue, the bright, bright
you
red.
Know,
I agree.
I've been looking at side by sides of her Gal and Linda all morning, and all morning. And I just can't get over how kind of lame Linda Carter's costume.
Oh,
I mean, that just looks like one giant diaper she's wearing at the bottom.
Yeah, you know, at the time, it was campy and cute, and the show had its little, you know, niche or whatever, but it's not, that wouldn't have worked, Sarah, what you're talking about.
Yeah, they could have made it out of something other than satin, I guess, but it just seems like now she's got like a skirt on, and I don't know.
Does she have a cape, too, this time?
She doesn't. No. Wonder Woman doesn't normally have a cape, but she's figuring out her powers in this one. And
she has that shield, right? That she wears on her back, like a Captain America type shield.
She does, but her shield doesn't get as much play as Captain America's at all. There's a lot you learn about Wonder Woman, which is actually was eye opening for me as well. I knew she had a lot to do with the Greek gods, but I didn't realize how much entirely she had to do with them.
What was her backstory just on the regular show? Or is this all comic book lore that's known?
She came from an island, right?
Yeah.
What was the island?
Yeah, Themyscira.
Oh, Themyscira.
Yeah, it's a hidden island.
Is it spelled like the mascara?
Oh, I don't know. Let me see how to spell it. I don't really
Because it's for chicks? The mascara? Themyscira?
It's spelled T-H-E-M, like them, and then Y, and then S-C-I-R-A.
Mascara. Okay.
And that's all part of the comic book origin story?
Yeah, Themyscira is, yeah. But I'll give you a little bit of her background in the movie review tomorrow. Okay. But
I have questions. I'll ask
I don't want to give it all away because the reveals in the film are actually really
Does she have an alter ego in, like, you know how she was Diana Prince or whatever her name was?
She does have that alter ego
she does.
Film, yeah.
And is it just the glasses and a trim
the glasses the glasses are there for like a minute. Let's just say that. Okay. They get broken pretty fast.
Well, anyway, Wonder Woman has the best Rotten Tomato score of any DC or Marvel movie. And it sounds like if you're saying it's at 97.3, that's better than Pixar's The Incredibles.
What does she do for a living? In real life.
In the movie, in real life.
they allude to her having a job in a museum.
Oh.
So it's not a government job.
No, not the way it ends. It's a little ambiguous because she basically goes from Themyscira into the war. I don't want to give away which war. And then she, then the movie ends with her in a museum. So you get the idea that she's a museum worker.
Oh.
At the Louvre.
Oh,
that's
really?
Too much. I said too much.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta stop this.
Well, no, we have more questions now.
It's funny. I guess there's a Slate.com story about how the studios are all upset with Rotten Tomatoes for basically letting people know their movies suck before they hit theaters and killing the, you know, the sucker money, the sucker buck.
Well, hello, Yelp or any other thing where there's right. a review site where someone can say, oh, that guy sucks.
The studios are trying to figure out how to keep Rotten Tomatoes from, you know, having access to their. How about make better movies? How about make sure
that.
Your movie doesn't suck?
Sure, yeah,
and then
there's
you won't
that.
Have to worry about it.
Well, listen, all Rotten Tomatoes is an aggregator. I mean, all it's doing is taking all of the. They're all out there. You can do your research. It just makes it a lot easier to realize what movies are terrible. Mm. Baywatch, F, everyone, F.
Oh. That's too bad. I really wanted that to be funny.
Are you going
to
go see it?
No, it's an F. You just told me. Ariana Grande, when she said her Manchester benefit this Saturday would include some of the biggest names in music, it seemed hard to believe she could pull together something so fast. We heard a few names yesterday. But I've got a few more here. It's called the One Love Manchester Show. And as of last night, the bill included Justin Bieber. So he's a new addition, right?
Yeah.
Coldplay, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Pharrell, Niall Horan, who's one of the members of One Direction. Usher, the British group Take That, and the Black Eyed Peas. Which I don't know if Fergie's going to be there. Didn't we just hear that?
Yeah, they're mad at her.
So I guess it's. The some of the Black Eyed Peas?
Maybe that was the point. Maybe they tried to get her to come to a show and she wouldn't. And that's the whole...
Maybe.
Weren't they tweeting or what? Where were we seeing that?
I don't
that?
Know. I just read something
We were a
about
band
it.
Before her and then there were pictures they posted without her.
Right.
Right?
I can't remember. Whatever social media platform it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tickets go on sale for this tomorrow. However, you get a free ticket if you were at the Manchester Arena show last week. So I don't know how many people this place will hold or how many people were able to get into the Manchester Arena show. This new venue has a capacity of about 50,000. So if there were 25,000 at the other show, then half those tickets are gone already.
You have to think people who were at the Manchester show don't want to go to another concert anytime soon, right?
Right. Security is obviously going to be very tight. Fans are being asked not to bring really anything, including bags. Proceeds are going to benefit the victims and their families. Scott Pelley is leaving the CBS Evening News.
Why?
Yeah, I like him.
Ratings. He took over for Katie Couric back in 2011 and really never managed to pull himself up. He's 59 years old. He's going to continue his job with 60 Minutes. He's been a host there since 2003. I don't have any word on who is going to replace him. I did see something about, I'm not seeing the name here. There's someone who's stepping up to do fill-in until they announce whoever the permanent replacement will be. But CBS is expected to make some kind of official announcement today.
Yeah, they'd have to have someone
ready to jump right in
if they're
there.
Making the announcement that he's leaving.
Scott Pelley joined CBS in 1989, where he covered major political stories. He also served as the chief White House correspondent from 97 to 99.
He's good.
But, yeah, I agree.
I like him, too.
But ratings are a deal.
Yep. Yeah.
So,
the mother of Michael Jackson's children, Debbie Rowe.
Right.
You only hear from her sporadically.
Is she, though?
Well, she's their mother.
Is she, though?
She is.
She is.
Biologically their mother, but...
Oh, she didn't just surrogate.
I do not believe so. And I actually do think that at least Paris looks just like her. I'm pretty sure... I don't believe on any level, in any even small way, that Michael Jackson is those kids' father. Biologically, I should say. He was their father. They were his kids. But biologically... I don't think so. You know, what do I know? But I don't think so. But she's their mother. Like, we saw her pregnant and, you know, they were married. She just burned her friend's house down.
Why'd she do that?
Well, she did it by accident, Vin. She was in Vermont recovering from breast cancer treatment at a friend's cottage.
Oh, man.
She's very little hair in these pictures, too. I mean, she clearly is, you know, has gone.
So you're telling me here's someone who's just been through chemo, and somehow now she's on the outside of the cabin she was staying in.
And it seems that it was a little cabin-y, cottage-y thing. So she went to Vermont. She's recovering up there. A friend of hers said, yeah, you can stay in my cabin.
Oh,
and,
boy.
The cottage was awesome, apparently, built in 1937, like an old antique cottage. Debbie Rowe and the owner were refinishing the crown molding with linseed oil. And Debbie decided to take a break last Thursday and left a rag that was soaked in the linseed oil in the living room. She took a long break. She went to the main house, started knitting, and unbeknownst to her, somehow or other, the cottage burst into flames.
How does that...
I don't know. They're actually saying here, fumes from linseed oil are highly flammable. The process of turning the process of the oil turning into fumes creates heat, apparently. And the combo of that on the rags was a fire waiting to happen.
What?
I can't imagine it, but that's what they're saying happened. Debbie's friend is being very understanding and is just grateful that Debbie wasn't hurt.
Well, Debbie's super rich, right?
I think so, yeah.
She has to be.
Here's some pictures of
her. I'm sure she can replace the house if she has to.
Yeah, and there was insurance, too. But, you know, an accidental burning. But, man, there is nothing left. Like, it's a burnt-out stove and just burnt-out wreckage everywhere. That's what Debbie Rowe's up to, recovering from breast cancer.
Oh, man.
Isn't it awful?
Yeah.
There's
yes,
nothing,
it is.
There's Ashes. Literally nothing left.
Let's go back to Scott Pelley replacement.
Okay.
NPR is reporting that a few names have been put out there. Nora O'Donnell.
Okay.
Elaine Quijano. And or Charlie Rose, who I like, but he's so boring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I fell asleep to him.
I was actually going to say that's probably what people don't like about Pelley is he's kind of boring. He's bland. He just delivers the news. He's credible, though. I like him. He seems likable.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Charlie Rose wouldn't be someone. That's not a splash.
Isn't Charlie Rose on CBS This Morning right now?
Yes, he is.
He's, it's funny. He's super, like, creepy with the girls on the show.
How so?
Like, he makes these, like, funny comments. John Oliver's always doing little pieces on him. Like,
really?
And now more inappropriate things said by Charlie Rose.
Oh. Nora O'Donnell is excellent. I hope they choose her.
Oh,
wait,
I
like her, Elaine Quijano.
I gotta look her up.
Let me see this
Nora
girl.
O'Donnell. You totally know her.
Oh, yeah, I do know her.
Yep, she's
where do I know her from? What's she doing right now?
She's a reporter for CBS.
Yeah, CBS. She's been out in the field, as well as Elaine Quijano has been out in the field as well. I was just looking up Debbie Rowe's net worth.
And?
$25 million.
Oh, yeah, she can afford to replace the cottage.
Yeah.
That actually seems low to me, in a way, you know, considering. She bore him 2 children.
Oh, I don't know Elaine.
I just know her from... I've never seen her do any anchoring before, but I've certainly seen her out in the field.
Wow. That's spelled with a Q.
Yeah. Q-U-I-J-A-N-O?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
This is just a kind of a cute story in that it's something we already know about Hollywood, but here it is spelled out for us. Sequels and franchises and more. Hollywood is fascinated by that because I think once they make a little money off of something, they think, oh, you know what we should do? We should make more exactly like that.
Right.
So there was an article by MarketWatch.com, which I think is a CBS company, points out that of the top 15 movies in the 1980s, only 3 haven't had a sequel, prequel, or remake.
I know one.
Yes, Vinny.
E.T.
E.T. is one. And they took the top 20 highest grossing movies, and there are still only 5. The 5 in the top 20 grossing movies in all of the 80s. E.T. is one. Go ahead. More.
I can't. What else?
Tootsie.
Oh, Tootsie.
Tootsie. Never had any kind of remake or sequel. Rain Man is another one.
All right.
These are the top 20. These are the top grossing movies in the 80s that have never had any kind of...
But those 3 didn't have...
Nope, any kind of additional movie. Fatal Attraction. And Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Top Gun is actually in there, too. However, it's about to get a sequel. So, some of them haven't been touched in a long time. Gremlins, Three Men and a Baby, Crocodile Dundee, Beverly Hills Cop, Back to the Future. Those all had more movies. But plenty of them have been exploited recently, like The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. Nobody needs to tell you that there have been, you know, five and counting.
I loved the first two Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, me too.
I don't remember. Did they do a third?
Yeah, they did do a third. Yeah. Balky Bartokomous was in that one.
Oh.
Was that one any good?
No.
Balky Bartokomous.
I don't know who that
Bronson
is.
Bronson Pinchot. Oh. Remember him? Do-do-do-do-do-do.
I liked it. I mean, I liked 48 Hours better and Trading Places better.
Trading Places. That's the best one. The first three Indiana Jones movies were among the top 10 highest grossing movies of the 80s, but they didn't get around to making a fourth until 2008, and they have another one planned for 2020. But isn't that sort of interesting that, you know, only five of the biggest movies of the 80s haven't had at least one prequel, sequel, or additional movie made. And just quickly, Olivia Newton-John has revealed that her breast cancer has returned, and it's now spread to her back. She's
her back?
Yeah. In fact, she thought that she had sciatica at first, and then they went and looked and said, oh, no. Nope, that's more significant than that. So it looks like she's canceling... postponing, I should say, her tour. She says she'll come back and remake those dates. But
cancer's so awful. Mm. We really need to get a checkout machine. You know, like if you were suffering and in pain, wouldn't you want to be able to have a checkout machine?
Oh, I thought you meant checkout, like, you know, so every day you walk through a scanner and it
Hey, you know what? That wouldn't be bad either.
Right. Be nice to know.
And then the next machine, you there's a fork that goes one way or the other.
Right.
Way.
You're clear or you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the checkout machine should be at the end of the line. On the one thing. I'm with you on that for sure. All right, Benny, what's coming from the news?
Oh, so much stuff, including a follow-up on the YouTube addiction story I did yesterday. Also, that GPS story I didn't get to, and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, 8:37, hump day morning. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Coming up at 9 o'clock, your first chance today to win your way into our 21st birthday secret show. That's right, Alice is officially turning at 21. Unbelievable. 21 years. Congratulations, Alice. It's a big deal. Don't do the 21 shots. It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Nobody do that. We lose some fine 21-year-olds every year. Don't
try
do
the
it.
Beer bong helmet.
Don't do that either. That seems like an accident waiting to happen. So coming up at 9 o'clock, you have your chance to win your way into the Sarah and Vinny 21st birthday secret show pool party on June 28th. And then you're also in the running for our daily grand prize, which is a two-night stay at our party place, the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn, the ultimate wine country destination. You have to be over 21 to win this. Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn, is this the third or the fourth time we're doing this?
Good question. I think it's the third.
The place is so beautiful.
I'm so looking forward to it.
I know. It's going to be absolutely epic. So you get a two-night stay, which is sort of sandwiched the whole time when we're there. We're going to do a live broadcast just of our regular morning show, which is open to the public. But then the secret show is like a pool party. And very exclusive.
Surprises.
So 9 o'clock will be your first chance. And Una was our first winner of the grand prize. She was very cute. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Start your summer fun today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/summerfun to get started.
All right.
Do that. You'll love it.
You will.
That's a great way to spend a summer day. Ah, summer. It's here, everyone. Yep. I was thinking the other day about, do you remember when we got out of school? I don't know all the grades that we got our yearbooks, but you'd get a yearbook and then
like
each,
8th grade and then, well, every year really, but my big ones were 8th grade and senior year.
And you'd pass your yearbook around and be like, dude, bro, you're such a cool guy. I hope to see you maybe this summer, but you know, either way, have a good one. And
KIT.
What's that mean?
Keep in touch.
Oh. Yeah, sure. I didn't know that one. But I was just thinking, kids today are all, I'll see you on Snapchat in 10 minutes.
Right.
Bye. there's not that that's been eliminated from.
They still get yearbooks, but yeah, I don't. I mean, there's a few. Usually, they have their teachers sign them and stuff. Like my kids, don't.
Teachers,
yeah. They'll go for their favorite teachers and have them sign.
They do.
My kids do.
I would never.
Not me.
I would never.
I never.
Never.
Have done
we were
that.
Really cool for that, teachers, Sarah. Sign.
My art teacher, Mr. Crow. I love that guy. Mr. Kellerstead. He was awesome. Well, yeah, Mrs. Wilcox.
I like some of my teachers too, but they're not signing my book.
Oh, I had them sign.
So weird, though. Yeah, nerd alert.
Nerd.
Stop it.
Is that because you didn't have any friends, Sarah?
Oh,
were they your friends?
Oh, that was crushing.
That was really mean.
I'm your mean friend.
They say those are your best ones.
Right.
So, yeah, that's just gone, huh? As the kids are getting out, mm-hmm. they don't have that.
I think they still do it. I mean.
Hope we have some classes next year.
See you in summer school.
Maybe see you at the beach.
Right.
Chirpy. Mm. Anyway, here's what's happening. The Warriors play tomorrow night, everyone. The longest wait in between games ever.
I know. It's a week and a half, right?
So they play at 6 o'clock tomorrow versus the Cavs. It's a home game, so.
Yeah. Well, that's what you get for sweeping all your postseason games so far.
Go.
Nice
Warriors.
Long break. I know. Oh, my God.
So Waze is an app owned by Google. It's a traffic app. And it'll let you know different, you know, rerouting, try this way, whatever. The Google-owned navigation app Waze is going to expand its carpool service to the entire state of California on June 6th. I didn't know that this app had that option. I maybe it's something I need to look at on my app, but Waze Carpool, which has only been available in San Francisco area, has registered tens of thousands of riders and drivers here. Thousands use it daily, according to Waze. And this is the way not only to beat traffic by using the map system, but by also expanding carpooling more broadly. It is definitely a way to get people off the roads. If you look around, our freeways are filled with single people behind the wheel.
So what do you do? Just put in your destination, then it kind of matches you with someone else who's going someplace nearby?
I guess so. I haven't used it.
And then do you pay that person?
But I'm trying to make this. I didn't even have to. I just saw it cross my desk.
It's pretty great.
Riders on Waze Carpool pay drivers a small stipend that covers the cost of gas and some wear and tear on the vehicle.
Mm.
So this is something you might want to look into if you're driving during the regular commute hours.
There's sure to be someone heading
the
pretty much where you're going.
Is not intended as a way for drivers to earn a living. This is not a Uber or Lyft. This is, I'm driving to work. You want to...
We can get in the HOV lane and we can
do
something good for the environment.
And it says the payment set in advance based on the distance and when the ride is over. And then the carpool transfers it from rider to driver.
Waze keeps payments under 54 cents a mile.
Oh.
So something to look into.
So this they've sort of set the price. You can't negotiate this with or you don't have to.
Right.
So you must have to have some kind of a credit card attached or PayPal or, you know, whatever service you're using.
Do you have to schedule this in advance or can you do it on the spot? Because if you could do it on the spot, it's the greatest thing in the whole world.
It does. Based on the app that I'm looking at now, it's offering you right here, pick up on your way home and a canceled ride button.
So then why use Uber or Lyft?
Well, because Uber and Lyft are at all random hours of the day and night into very specific spots at very specific times.
But if you're a commuter into a major city, it makes so much sense. And I've always thought, you know, rideshare is a pretty cool thing and carpools are great, but it has been difficult to set those up and to figure out who you're going to, you know, the right people have to join and they have to be going to the place that you're going. But this is perfect. If you're heading to Scotts Valley or even, you know, past some place that someone might want to get just dropped off at, you could make a couple extra bucks off your, I mean, I don't know.
Well,
I think it's pretty neat.
Think about our traffic, think about LA traffic. Mm-hmm. If they expand this throughout California, well, and that's what they're saying. They're expanding it throughout California. I mean, LA traffic is awful too. So,
and if you're a commuter, this could be
there.
You could not have a car
in a row of people, each one sitting in their car with three empty seats.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
It's great. Good for you, Waze and Google.
I wanted to do this one. Actually, it's how funny that this is another Google service, as YouTube is owned by Google.
Mm.
This is a note from one of our listeners, Jennifer. Hey there, just catching up on my podcast. Longtime listener, couple time writer / texter. Heard your story about the YouTube girl who needed rehab. That's a story I did yesterday.
She was addicted to rehab. To YouTube.
To YouTube. 13-year-old girl couldn't pull off it. This is what I do for a living. Help parents and teens with whatever is getting them off track. I have clients who are in programs right now due to their addiction of choice. Media, internet gaming, YouTube, whatever.
Hmm.
Research shows the same changes in the brain that affect kids who use drugs is exactly the same as those who use media as a ways to escape or isolate or fit in.
Hmm.
It is the teen generation's new drug. Thanks for pointing this out. Addiction in any form needs treatment, and awareness is the first step.
It does make sense. It's just, you know,
well,
the internet's your drug of choice.
Especially the older generation, or even my generation, we're quick to be like, hey, snap out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me slap you real quick. That'll get you, straighten you right out. Come on. But, you know, that's not necessarily the best way to help someone through a problem.
Right.
A good swat in the face isn't the cure for
really anything.
Anything, yeah. Right. So there's that. Something to consider as your kids are. I know every parent who's got phones and iPads, you have to rip it from them if they get their hands on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask, why are you handing it to them? Because I'm trying to let her nails dry, and I just want her to watch a video while they dry so they don't end up on everything.
Or I'm trying to do something here, and I can't have the person who's yanking on my clothing begging me for the, just
dad,
take it.
Dad, I know. Dad.
It's a pacifier. It's frightening.
So right. Someone says Waze is hitchhiking of the future.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Mm.
Anything clears up the roads a little bit, right?
Right.
What do you use Waze a lot? I see you can get points. You can get a ranking. You do any of that?
I don't do all that, but Waze is...
What do you get for the points? You get like a keychain or a hat or anything?
No, I haven't got anything like that, but you get like credibility. And you can say, yeah, that little thing, the pothole in the road or the cop is there. Give him a thumbs up saying yes.
Yes.
There. You can also like have a profile of yourself. And if you have friends that are nearby within a couple miles, it'll tell you, hey, so-and-so is nearby. Which is kind
of
cool.
I haven't done any of that stuff, but I can tell you that app, I lived and died by it this winter.
Mm.
You know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mudslides.
So
and
you
everything.
Can just yeah. use it and not be a contributor to
yes.
it.
Yes.
So, but because it's counting on people saying that there's an accident or a pothole or mm-hmm. a cop or whatever. That's what
people
it's.
People are good about reporting. They really are. They're surprisingly good about it. And I've had people who write in and say, do not tell people you're using that app.
Why?
Because it's good right now. And you're just, anytime everyone uses something, it gets ruined.
Mm.
They're not wrong about that. I mean, it does seem like once something's too widely used, it's not as good as it used to be. Right?
Or they make changes. Instagram.
Right.
Does anybody like the way Instagram lays out now? Stop it, Instagram.
No. There's a huge bug with Instagram right now.
What?
A lot of times when people, they did this weird update, and I started reading all these articles. When people upload pictures, the thing crashes. I was trying to just do instant messages with some of my friends. It crashes. You got to fix that update, Instagram. I know you're listening.
Yeah, Instagram. Also, just put the damn pictures in the order that they were posted. It's ridiculous. I never even go to it anymore.
Instagram?
Well, because I'm like, I want to see the thing that Hooman just put up, and now I got to spend 5 minutes looking for it.
Well, now I just go, I do too, but now I just go to the Alice account immediately to see what I want to see.
Right. I don't like that. I like to scroll through and see what my friends have put up, or if, you know, I just don't want to have to look. I want to open it up and have the thing that just got posted be right there.
By the way, talking about Instagram, if you want to look at our Owl973 Instagram, we posted a great picture yesterday of me and Sarah with Mike Durnt, the bass player of Green Day.
Very cool.
We totally hijacked him. Hooman just runs over and grabs him by the arm right out of a conversation. I was like, oh, my God.
The one good thing about Hooman.
I know. He really does just stick himself in the...
At least there's one.
There's one good thing. One good thing about you, Hooman.
You're rude? Is
that what That's the one time you want him to be rude.
Right. When you need him to be rude, he'll do it.
The dude from Green Day.
Right. I learned from the best.
Oh, you're going to see me after school.
I was talking about all three of you. And Bryn, too.
What?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say. I love Hooman. Oh, I love that Hooman always keeps the show relevant for us 40 to 45-year-olds. Balky Bartakamas. Hilarious.
Thank you.
Nice job, Hooman.
Ha-ha. I'm a general contractor, and any time there's an oily rag on the job site, it is a fire hazard. They can spontaneously combust from the pockets of oxygen that catch inside the rag and heat up.
That is incredible.
Best way to solve this is put rags in a bucket of water. Yeah, you would think that she would, anyone doing something with that, you'd think she'd know.
Yeah,
I mean,
know.
To just put it aside and...
I've used linseed oil a bunch of times. Like, you'd use, you know, power wash your furniture and oil it. And
you didn't know?
I don't know. I mean, you know, it says combustible all over the thing, but it didn't occur to me.
Doesn't sound like you knew.
No. As soon as I saw linseed oil, I was like, oh my God, that's like pretty commonly used.
I picked my own American name, Diana, at the age of 8, after Diana Prince.
Mm. Oh.
Wonder Woman.
Picked my own American name. Someone who immigrated here? Or?
I guess so. I was obsessed. My mom wrote Diane, though, on my Social Security card, so now I'm Diane.
Just start adding an A.
Oh, man. Baywatch was excellent. Hooman, your taste in comedies is crappy.
Oh, it was excellent.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
it
had,
listen, I know the studios hate Rotten Tomatoes, but it has 18% on Rotten Tomatoes.
707 says, why do you have a movie reviewer that spoils all the movies he reviews? Ugh. I turn off the radio when he reviews movies I want to see.
Well, join the other, you know, 200,000 people.
We don't want them to turn
off. Yeah, we don't want them to turn off.
Well, they're asking a bunch
job
of questions. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
The four of them.
You're supposed to clam up and be like, why would I tell you that? It's a spoiler.
We'll really spoil it tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Tune in.
All right. Fantastic. I can't wait. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, your first chance today to get in on our secret show coming up at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.